Welcome back, everybody, to another deep dive. You guys have really you've really sent us a weird one this time.
Yeah.
It's like real estate listings for Boston condos
Yeah.
and a story about Irish immigrants, and I'm not really sure how those two things go together, but that's our mission today is to try to unravel this and see what we could pull out of
Absolutely.
these sources you guys have sent us.
It's gonna be good.
So we are looking at listings from the website Boston Condo Brokers, Irish Story, Boston Condos For Sale, Ford Realty.
Okay.
And so let's jump right into that story.
All right.
So this story features a young man named Sean, and he is an Irish immigrant who arrives in Boston in March of 1800.
Okay.
And he's clutching this polished green stone that was a gift from his mother. And it's very clear that this is more than just a rock to him.
Yeah.
And he's walking into a city plastered with signs that say, "Irish need not apply." Talk about a
Oh.
harsh welcome, huh?
Yeah, I mean that really takes us back to 19th century Boston and a time when Irish immigrants really faced some intense discrimination. These signs, they weren't just symbolic, you know, they were a very real barrier to employment and opportunity. So you can just imagine, you know, Sean's trepidation arriving with hopes for a new life and just encountering this blatant prejudice.
It's heartbreaking to think about. And that
Yeah,
green stone, it feels like a symbol of hope, a connection to his homeland, to
yeah.
his mother's love in the middle of all this hardship.
Absolutely.
So now the story jumps ahead more than two centuries to March 2025.
Okay.
And we meet a successful Boston condo broker,
All right.
and he's out for a jog on Castle Island and stumbles upon
So this is
a
interesting.
green stone,
Okay.
very similar to Sean's,
Yeah.
and it triggers this longing for Ireland that he never knew that he had.
Wow, that's incredible. It's like the past is whispering to him through this object. And it just raises these questions about, you know, this connection between Boston and Ireland that has lasted for centuries and how history can resonate through generations. I mean, could this modern day broker be a descendant of Irish
I
immigrants
know, right?
related to
It
Sean?
would be such a twist.
Yeah.
But before we go down that rabbit hole, let's come back to the other part of the source material,
Yeah.
which is those Boston condo listings.
Right. We need to ground ourselves a little bit here.
Yes, back to reality for a
Yeah.
second. So the listings are all from March 2025. So it gives us this really interesting snapshot of
Got
the
it.
South Boston condo market at that time.
Right.
Prices range from a surprisingly reasonable $459,000 for a one bedroom
Okay.
to a cool $1,140,000 for a four bedroom.
Okay.
But here's what really jumped out at me.
Look at that.
The emphasis on buyer rebates
Oh, that's interesting.
on this
What
website.
do you think that means?
Well, I don't know, but I think it suggests a market that's potentially tilting in favor of the buyers a little bit,
Okay.
maybe indicating a cooling market
Right.
compared to, say, 2023 when it was just bidding wars and crazy
That's
prices.
a good point. Yeah.
So maybe those seemingly reasonable prices aren't so reasonable after all.
Right.
We need to think about the context a little bit.
Absolutely.
The listings also mention all kinds of features, open houses, virtual tours.
Okay.
You name it. It's like they're really pulling out all the stops
Yeah.
to try to entice buyers
Yeah.
in 2025.
Which makes sense, you know, with everybody's reliance on these online platforms these days. I bet those virtual tours are getting really fancy.
Yeah, super fancy
Dang.
by 2025.
So we've got a possible cooling market with tech-savvy buyers. But here's where things get really interesting, is that this website isn't just listing condos in South Boston. It's got Back Bay, Beacon Hill, Charlestown, you name it.
Wow, so all across Boston.
All across Boston.
Yeah, that reminds us that Boston isn't just a collection of neighborhoods.
It's a tapestry, you know, woven together by history and migration and urban development.
And I'm suddenly picturing our modern day condo
Yeah.
broker, Greenstone in his talkit,
Okay.
walking the same streets where Irish immigrants like Sean might have struggled to find their footing. He might even be showing properties in neighborhoods that were once havens
Right.
for Irish immigrants seeking community and support.
that really brings the two narratives together.
Yeah.
You know, it makes you think about how the city's landscape has evolved while still carrying those echoes of the past.
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking about a city shaped by waves of immigration, economic shifts, evolving cultural identities.
It's all right there.
Yeah.
Embedded in those buildings and those streets and even those green stones.
It's like the city itself is whispering stories to those who are willing to listen.
Okay. So I think we've laid some really good groundwork here.
I agree.
We've got the poignant tale of Sean and his green stone. We've got a glimpse into this 2025 Boston condo market with its hints of a cooling trend and tech-savvy buyers.
Right.
But we've just scratched the surface.
Oh, yeah. There's layers upon layers here.
So when we come back, we'll delve deeper into those specific listings.
Okay.
We'll explore the neighborhoods that were shaped by the stories of immigrants like Sean.
All right.
And how they continue to evolve in the 21st century.
Can't wait.
Stay tuned. Okay, so we're back, and I want to dig into some of these specific condo listings.
Okay.
I'm really drawn to the ones that are in these historically significant neighborhoods.
Right.
Like, for example, there's a two-bedroom condo on Bunker Hill Street in Charlestown.
Oh.
Listed for $850,000.
Charlestown, a neighborhood steeped in history.
I know.
I mean, best known for its role in the American Revolution.
Right.
The Battle of Bunker Hill took place right there.
Right there.
Can you imagine living in a condo with views of the Bunker Hill Monument?
Oh, my gosh.
Talk about a daily reminder of the past.
You'd practically be living in a museum. And speaking of history coming alive, there's a one-bedroom on Hanover Street in the North End, listed for $625,000.
Okay.
The website describes it as a charming historic building.
Right.
But it doesn't mention that the North End is Boston's Little Italy.
Well, it wasn't always that way.
Right.
Originally settled by English colonists.
Right.
The North End saw a huge influx of Italian immigrants in the late 19th and early 20th centuries.
Right.
That's how it transformed into this vibrant cultural hub we know today.
Yeah.
With those narrow streets and the family-run trattorias.
Yeah.
And that unmistakable aroma of fresh pasta in the air.
Oh, and the cannolis.
Oh, yeah.
I've got such a soft spot for the North End.
I hear ya.
Okay, one more neighborhood I want to highlight. Beacon Hill, always a classic.
Beacon Hill, oh, it's practically synonymous with Boston's elite past.
Yeah.
Those elegant brick row houses, the cobblestone streets, the gas lamp.
Well, this is so beautiful.
Creates this sense of timeless elegance.
Absolutely.
And of course, it's home to the Massachusetts State House with its iconic gold dome.
And speaking of iconic wood, the price tag for a three-bedroom condo on Beacon Hill.
Ah.
A cool $1.8 million.
Wow.
Prime location and historical ambiance do not come cheap.
That's for sure.
It's just fascinating to see how these listings combined with Sean's story create this multi-dimensional picture of Boston's evolution.
Absolutely.
Like we see the waves of immigration, the shifting demographics, the economic forces all playing a part in shaping the city's real estate landscape.
It's like piecing together a giant puzzle.
I love that.
With each property representing a tiny fragment of the larger narrative. Mm-hmm. And it just prompts us to ask, how might these neighborhoods continue to evolve in the future?
Yeah, that's such a good question.
What will South Boston look like in another 200 years?
Yeah.
Will the Seaport District remain a hub of development?
Yeah.
Will those charming historic buildings in the North End stand the test of time?
So many questions.
Right.
It's almost like we're holding a time capsule from 2025, trying to decipher what life was like back then.
Right.
And it makes you wonder about the stories behind those condos we're looking at.
Mm.
Who lived there?
Yeah.
What were their dreams and aspirations?
Absolutely.
Did they ever imagine their homes would be featured in a deep dive centuries later?
It's amazing to think about.
It is.
We often forget that the places we inhabit have their own rich histories.
Yeah.
Filled with human stories that we may never fully know.
And speaking of stories, that greenstone keeps coming back to me.
Yeah.
What do you make of the fact that both Sean, the Irish immigrant, and the modern day condo broker found a similar stone?
Yeah.
Do you think it's just a coincidence?
Well, part of me wants to say yeah.
Right.
But there's another part of me that loves a good mystery.
Right.
And sees this as a symbolic link between these two narratives.
Yeah.
I mean, remember the greenstone? It represents Sean's connection to his homeland, his mother's love.
Yeah.
Finding a similar stone centuries later could be like this subtle nod.
Yeah.
To this enduring legacy of Irish immigration in Boston.
Yeah.
Perhaps it's a reminder that the past is never truly gone.
I like that.
It's woven into the fabric of the present.
Yeah.
Waiting to be unearthed and reinterpreted.
It's like those green stones are whispers from the past.
Yes.
Reminding us of the stories that have shaped the city we know today.
Absolutely.
And it makes you wonder if there are other echoes of history hidden in plain sight.
Oh, yeah.
Just waiting to be discovered.
Yeah.
Maybe in the architecture of a building, the name of a street, even a small object tucked away in an attic.
Exactly. And that's what makes exploring history so captivating. It's a journey of discovery.
Yeah.
Filled with surprises and unexpected connections. Mm-hmm. It challenges us to see the world around us with fresh eyes.
Yeah.
And to recognize the layers of meaning embedded in the most ordinary things.
I love that.
We're not just inhabiting spaces. We're inhabiting stories.
We're inhabiting stories. That's beautiful.
Yeah. And in this case, we're inhabiting a story that spans centuries.
Yeah.
Connecting the struggles of an Irish immigrant in the 1800s to the aspirations of a condo broker in 2025.
Yeah.
Who would have thought that a bunch of real estate listings in a short story could lead us down such a fascinating path?
I know. It's a testament to the power of storytelling.
Yeah.
And how it can illuminate the connections between past, present, and future.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It also highlights the importance of curiosity.
Yeah.
And the willingness to look beyond the surface.
Absolutely.
Who knows what treasures we might uncover if we just take the time to ask questions, explore different perspectives, and delve into the stories that are hidden beneath the surface of our everyday lives.
Well said.
Okay, let's take a moment to kind of reflect on what we've uncovered so far.
Okay.
We've explored Sean's story, the historical context of Irish immigration in Boston, this 2025 condo market with its potential cooling trend, and tech-savvy buyers. And we've delved into some specific listings in these historically significant neighborhoods.
Right.
We even pondered the symbolic meaning of those mysterious green stones.
Yes, we did. But we're not done yet.
No, we're not.
There's still more to explore.
Exactly. Ah. So when we come back for the final part of our deep dive, we're going to shift gears a little bit and consider the broader implications of what we've learned.
I like it.
What does it all mean for our listener?
Mm-hmm.
Why should they care about the history of Boston condos or the story of an Irish immigrant from centuries ago?
I'm ready.
Stay tuned.
Oh.
Okay, so we've covered so much ground in this deep dive.
I know, right?
From a tiny snippet of a story about an Irish immigrant to like a glimpse into the Boston condo market of 2025. But you know, you might be wondering, like, what's the takeaway here?
Right.
Why should I care?
Yeah, why should I care?
About all this stuff.
That's the million-dollar question.
It is.
And it's one we should always be asking ourselves, you know, as we explore all this new information.
Okay, and all ears, unpack this for me.
Okay, well, on like a fundamental level, I think understanding the past really enriches our understanding of the present.
Okay.
So, you know, by looking at the experiences of Irish immigrants like Sean, we can gain this deeper appreciation for the challenges they faced.
Right.
The contributions they made and like the lasting impact that they had on the city.
Like those Irish need not apply signs, right?
Yeah.
It's a huge reminder of that discrimination that was just woven into the fabric of society back then.
Absolutely.
And it makes you think about how far we've come in terms of social progress, but also how far we still have to go.
That's right. History can be this really powerful tool for reflection and social change.
Yeah.
And it's not just about these huge narratives and historical events.
Right.
It's also about the personal stories, individual lives that have shaped the places we live in.
Like that condo broker who found the green stone. It just sparked this connection to like a heritage he didn't even know he had.
It's incredible.
It makes you wonder how many other hidden connections are out there just waiting to be discovered.
So many.
So like, knowing the history of a place, does it change how you see it today?
I think so.
If you're walking down the street, you see a condo for sale.
Yeah.
Would you think about like the people who might have lived there before?
Totally.
The stories those walls could tell.
Absolutely. It adds this whole new dimension to like the experience of living in a city. Yeah. Suddenly those brick facades and cobblestone streets, they aren't just static backdrops anymore. They're teeming with life and history.
And if you were that condo broker, the one who found the green stone, would you book that trip to Ireland? Would you be drawn by those echoes of the past?
Right.
Seeking to uncover more about your heritage?
That's a question each of us would have to answer for ourselves. But I think the very fact that we're asking these questions, you know,
that we're engaging with history and its relevance to our own lives.
Yeah.
That's a sign of growth and curiosity.
It's like, we've been on this incredible journey together.
We have.
A journey through time, across continents, and like into the heart of what it means to be human.
Yeah.
We started with this simple question about the connection between some condo listings and a story about an Irish immigrant.
Right.
And we ended up exploring themes of immigration, discrimination, urban development,
right.
the power of storytelling,
right.
the legacy of the past.
It's amazing how these things connect.
And hopefully we've sparked some new questions and insights for our listener.
I hope so.
Maybe they'll be inspired to learn more about their own city or neighborhood.
Yeah.
Or maybe they'll start seeing those for sale signs in a whole new light.
Or maybe they'll even pick up a random green stone on the beach and wonder about the stories it could tell.
The possibilities are endless.
They are. It's the beauty of a deep dive.
Right.
It's not just about acquiring information.
Mm. It's about expanding our perspective.
Yeah.
Fostering curiosity and connecting with like the larger human story.
Well said. That's all the time we have for this deep dive, but we hope the conversation continues long after you finish listening.
Yeah.
Keep those questions coming.
Keep exploring.
Keep exploring and keep diving deep.
Until next time.
See you later.